Hey y'all, hey, it is Lolita E. Walker and I am so excited to be with you today. This is episode number 33. Today I have Dr. Janie Lacey. She is America's psychotherapist and I am so excited to have her because guess what the topic is? We are talking about how to break from toxic relationship patterns. Now this is whether it is platonic or intimate. She is really digging deep. So grab your CCNC journal and let's go ahead and get all into it.
Most people that are in toxic relationships are in denial about themselves. It's about how do we learn to love ourselves? How do we learn to take care of ourselves? How do we have boundaries, including if they're blood? How do we say no to the things that don't serve us? And sometimes that means we have to step back. We cannot see when we are wounded in the same area. We cannot even heal when we're wounded in that same area. Mm.
I don't just bring just anybody on episodes, y'all. Y'all already know that. Dr. Janie has been seen on Fox, on NBC, CBS, CNN, and everything in between. Listen, she is fire. Let's get this party started right now. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger, and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. Yes, yes, yes. So excited once again to have you here. As always, we begin every single episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises. Today's affirmation is, I am worthy of being me, living me, and doing me in my most be-free state. Okay? Absolutely. If you like that, then you will love the 40 deck of affirmation cards that you can find at lolitawalker.com/shop. I want to say hey to all of you all who are joining us back right here at this kitchen table. Hey, y'all. I know you already have your comfortable seat. Go ahead and pull it on up. And then I want to say hello to all of you all who are new. You are absolutely welcomed here. Around here, we break things down into 3 layers. The first is coaching. Now, this is where I drop a couple nuggets of coaching just to stimulate your mind a little bit differently. Cocktails is all about celebrating the greatness of who you are when you show up right here. And then conversations are just some good old fashioned conversations. Now, sometimes it's just with you and I. And then other times, like today, we have a special invited guest. And as I told you, we have Dr. Janie Lacey on with us today. I met her on a social app. And let me tell you, this woman, when she shows up, she shows all the way up. So grab your CCNC journal and we are about to get into it. It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. Y'all, today's coaching is pretty good. It is me leaving you with 5 considerations to just help you pause when you feel like you might be in a toxic relationship. And I know Dr. Janie is going to pour all over it. And the reason I told you to get that CCNC journal, Coaching Cocktails and Conversations journal, for those of you all who are new, you can download it right at lolitawalker.com/podcast. Now, this is because this is where you're going to write these juicy nuggets. This is what I have for you. The T is about tapping into you and how you are feeling. Because we all know about some red signs. We know about some red flags, some yellow flags, some green flags. There is a flag on the play. We already know when we're in toxic relationships, when it is not fueling us. These are considerations of when you know you're in toxic behavior patterns. Tapping into you and believing and trusting your gut. That O is about opening your mindset to therapy, y'all. Far too often, we don't want to go to a therapist. We're like, no, I'm not crazy. No, I don't need to see anybody. My mama's mama told me that we don't need therapy. It is absolutely okay. We need to normalize the fact that therapy is where you can pour out so that you can get refueled back in. It is therapeutic. It is helpful for your body, your mind, your soul, your emotions, how you show up, that you absolutely engage in therapy if that is what you need. You got to sit in the power of your pause and then recognize when it is you need help. And then we reach out. And this is about opening your mindset to therapy, opening it up. Because what if there is someone who can challenge you differently? And later on in the episode, I talk about the difference between certified coaching, which is what I do, and then therapy of what Dr. Janie Lacey is doing and all of those other amazing therapists that are out there who are licensed to do their work. The X is about X-ray your you. Put it through a scan. What's it looking like? Can you see your core values right there?
Are they aligned with the folks that are surrounding you?
Can you see your strengths showing up? Are there cracks in your foundation? What is going on there when you x-ray your you? It's time for us to really reflect and figure out, are we sitting in toxicity? Are the people around us fueling us? Are we going over and over with the same behavioral patterns that we're seeing in relationship after relationship? That I is about identifying with your gut. You know how mama said, you know it when your gut feels it. I had a gut feeling about that. I knew I shouldn't have done that right there. I could feel it. Believe it. This is about identifying with your gut, just getting reacquainted. And then that C is about challenging your generational trauma.
Come on, somebody.
Listen, just because your mama's did it doesn't mean that you have to walk in that. Open up your mind to endless possibilities. You have your own moral compass. You have your own thing you're sitting in. You have your own vision of how you want to be, what you want to do, how you want to walk in it, talk in it, behave in it, right? Absolutely. And who has time for all of these toxic relationships? Because for real, it can keep us standing inside of the mud of complacency that we're standing in right now. Imagine that. Imagine yourself standing right now in mud. Just nasty mud, because all of the attitudes around you are not there to propel you.
You may have even forgotten that you are standing in greatness right now. Sometimes we got to shake off all that extra stuff that's on top of us, that's weighing us down.
It could be distraction in the way. It could be that you're growing and they're not ready to go. It could be that your vision is so big and lofty and those people that you are surrounding yourself with are doing the things that you absolutely want to do. It could be that you are shifting. And so, like we talked about in a previous episode, when we talked about getting on the change train and knowing that, moving yourself out of toxic behaviors, this is about the T-O-X-I-C. So make sure when you do your soul work, when you take a look at this T-O-X-I-C, I want you to write down, how am I tapping into that today? That T, for an example, tapping into you and how you are feeling. I want you to write down, in this moment, I'm feeling what? Let it out. Is any of that toxic behavior? What is it that you can do today to leap out of that? That O, being open-minded to therapy. Are you sitting in some trauma that you need to unseat? That's your work to do. X-raying you and your core values. If you were to go through an X-ray machine right now, I want to know, what are your core values and what are your strengths? What do you see? Are you broken inside somewhere? Tap into those spaces. That I, identifying with your gut. What is your gut telling you right now about the vision that you have or don't have? What is your gut saying about that friend that you have?
Even about how you're being treated and how you are treating others.
In a previous episode, we talked about 5 friends that you have in your circle. Name them. Are they enabling your patterns? Are they there to push you out of your patterns because there's bigger, better, and bolder ahead of you? And then challenging your generational trauma. This is your life, and I want you to live it accordingly. Listen, I have a son, as you all know. And sometimes I say some stuff to my son and I say, if that is not Emmanuel Walker, my father, right? If that is not Evelyn Walker, my mama, why did I just say that to that boy? Knowing that as I was growing up, I hated it. We can challenge some of those things and we can choose to shift differently. That is a choice. So let us make the choice to not sit inside of toxic behaviors. Absolutely not. Come on now, be free, live free. Be bold in what it is you're doing and how you're showing up every day. I hope you all got some nuggets out of that, because I absolutely did. It's time for some cocktails. What are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating? I am so excited, you all. I have some DMs. I'm just going to read one. Lolita, you are a rock star. I just wanted you to know that when you show up, you show all the way up. You have touched my life in a way that no one else has ever touched my life before. I cannot wait to come to your September retreat. Oh my gosh, you guys. I tell you, I get some of the best DMs and I absolutely love it. So as we are talking about this upcoming retreat, I want to give a cheers to all of the amazing women who have already purchased your ticket. If you have not, you need to go on over to lolitawalker.com/retreats. Listen, September 16th through the 18th of 2021, I am coming all the way with it. We are back in person, and that is going to be in Purcellville, Virginia. Every year, twice a year, I do two women's weekend renewal retreats. They're small, they're intimate, they are intentional, y'all. It is intended to shift you beyond where you're standing today. Absolutely. There is going to be a therapist that is there. There is going to be me, of course, that is doing one-on-one and pushing you through fear, making sure that we are outlining what your goals are. You have your clarity plus your confidence equals the commitment of how you're showing up. We have a chef. We have a hot tub. We got a sauna. We have it all. We have workshops that are going to be there. I have Dominique Murphy. You all heard her. The three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist is going to be talking to us about our stories. How exactly are you going to pull that out? What is it going to sound like when you reach those goals? Listen, we have a bit of drumetry. We are doing the thing this time, you guys, and I am so excited. So be sure to grab your ticket because you deserve all of you. There are only a couple more left, so I want you to be there. I want you to be there with me because you do not want to wait. After this pandemic, we deserve to shake it up a little bit. Make sure that we're showing all the way up and make sure that we are fueling ourselves for success. So get in there, okay? And I'm also giving a super cheers to everyone who has been coming to the Zoom call every other Wednesday. I am having so much fun. I really look forward to it. It's this free Zoom that I have for women to just show up 7 to 8 p.m. every other Wednesday. You can register right there at lolitawalker.com. I did this today in a pop-up. How are you celebrating your July wins, you guys? How are you celebrating it? You don't know? Okay. On July 31st of 2021, I want to know how you are celebrating the wins that you have achieved this month right here. You know me. If you are new around here, you might not know this, so I'm going to tell you right now. I celebrate my milestones with crab legs, a glass of wine, and now I'm adding some movie popcorn thanks to Silk Little John. I love it. So here's a special cheers to each and every one of you all. Let's go. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. Hey, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. I am so excited to have you with me today. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm so excited to be here with you today.
I love it. Well, listen, all the folks around the kitchen table would love to hear everything you have to say. I've already said a couple little nuggets there to get them all pumped up, but how would you introduce yourself by way of one strength you have?
I help women heal from toxic relationships so that they can thrive in love and life and business. And one of the strengths that I have is I'm able to connect the dots as to why they do the things that they do, because I can be objective in their lives. So that's what I would consider my strength. I can be a prophet in their life.
Oh, a prophet. And I love that you said connecting the dots. When you think of these relationship habits, how do you connect the dots? Would you say it's their behaviors? Because this is so juicy to me.
Sure, absolutely. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, so we go through a therapeutic process. So what that therapeutic process is, especially if there's any listeners who have not been to therapy, is the first three sessions is what we call the assessment phase. So what I'm doing in that assessment phase is I'm understanding mindset, I'm understanding trauma, I'm understanding reactivities. So I'm getting a collection of starting off with why did they come into therapy? And then I get some background information enough to start creating treatment goals. And treatment goals by the third session is usually about three or five things. I'll take into consideration why they're coming. One of the hallmarks of therapy for women in particular that want to break free of toxic relationships is what we call a life map. We do that initially over the first pillar of what I would call the process of doing therapy. So there's three pillars that we're looking at. We're looking at mindset, we're looking at inner child work, and we're looking at the body work. So the mindset, a lot of times, it's something in psychology that we call Jahara's window. And Jahara's window, it happens for all of us, is we have blind spots and we can't be the prophet in our own life, so to speak, because we could only operate at the level that we can see. If I come from a certain environment or a certain neighborhood, right, and everyone around me speaks and looks like I have, or they're doing relationships the way that I'm doing relationships, I can't see anything wrong with that. But what we'll see is what happens when life is not working for us. So we'll look at that mindset, and then we'll look at the inner child work. That doesn't necessarily mean that We have big T's, big traumas, sexual abuse, car accident, you know, a death of a sibling, like big T's. And then we have smaller traumas. And a lot of times people don't understand their smaller traumas. I know I didn't. Mm-hmm. I know when I was in my 20s, if you would have asked me, Lolita, I had a perfect childhood. And then I woke up and I realized my dad was selling drugs out of our house. My parents were never married, even though they were together for 20 years, right? My sister was murdered when I was 10 years old, which is a big part of a program that I have, Woman Redeem and Her Legacy. But I was in such denial because that was my norm. And then when I did started doing some work, I realized, wow, I didn't know what a healthy family system was. I didn't know what healthy, being a healthy woman was, running a household. My mom was very codependent and depressed, but how I saw her, she was just the mean woman, you know, because she had stress and she was trying to keep things together. So when we look at that mindset, most people can't see it. So we got to dig into that blind spot and the inner child work. And then the body keeps the score. When we have trauma, our body, I know when you think about when you last got really upset, I can think in terms of, especially when I was unhealed, I would store a lot of trauma in my stomach, in my gut, in my head. And once the reptilian brains, what we'll call that type of the brain where we're reactive, I was Godzilla turn things around, right? And there was nothing you could tell me at that moment. Mm-hmm. But when you start healing and you release all that stuff, right? I was releasing weight, I was releasing tension, right? So of taking people through that therapeutic process, we have to go through all of those in that inner child work or in the inner work that also includes a spiritual piece. Not everyone that I work with is spiritual, but I believe it is part of everyone, no matter what they want to look at it. So we're looking at all of those things. And what I reflect back, we're looking at patterns and not problems. So as women in particular, women too, but I work with 80% women, they can look back and they can say, okay, when we do the life map, I can objectively look at the messaging, the patterns, and as what we call, especially relationally, dangerous person profile. We all have one, Lolita, even you, even you and me. And what that means is when we have unfinished business, we are trying to unconsciously, unhealed parts of us, we're trying to make up for what we didn't get. So for example, my dad was a drug dealer. He was an alcoholic and he became a drug addict. So he died at 62 over an overdose. He relapsed. I'm a divorcee. But when I got married to my son's father, I thought I hit the jackpot. We met in church. We were youngums, but we met in church. He was not drinking. He didn't do any of those things. But what I found out through our own counseling and our own stuff was that I married my dad. I married my dad who wasn't, my husband wasn't drinking, wasn't doing drugs, but he had an addict mentality and he had a limited mindset as far as he was emotionally stunted. And I remember being in therapy, kept saying, I feel like I'm with a boy. And the therapist would take it as me being derogatory. But when I look at that, there was a pattern. I was marrying and I was dating up until that point, emotionally unavailable men, because the wound that was in my life was emotionally unavailable father. Even though I had my father in the household up until 16, you know, up until that he was around my pivotal years, I didn't realize that he was emotionally unavailable because that was all I knew. And I walked right into a marriage that way.
So many of us do, right?
Oh my goodness. You have said so many things. I'm over here jotting. I love it. This is a perfect time for me to ask you this. How do you begin to say, huh, is that a pattern that I've seen before? How do you break that mentality?
First, we have to get out of denial. Most people that are in toxic relationships are in denial about themselves. It's real easy for me to point to Bob, Joe, Smith, and I'm attracted to, you know, players, whatever you want to say. But we're in denial about ourselves. So the first thing is we have to get curious as to, okay, I felt this before. Okay, even though, yep, he may not necessarily be a good radar of who I am, but I'm getting the same feedback from Bob. I dated Joe 2 months ago. He said the same thing, right? So when we have the same experiences time and time again, and this is even with as females with toxic friendships, I hear more times than not, Lolita, people that will say, I'm just one of the guys. I don't do female drama. I hear that all the time. And I'm looking at especially women thinking you are a woman.
Right.
So I think a part of that is we can't see that we attract that. So that becomes our experience. And then we make excuses for it and say, well, guys are not about drama. But if I look at your friends, they are, but they just look different as far as the male friends. So part of healing is we get out of denial, we walk into reality, and we get into our own stuff, which is hard, right? Because we got to cut ourselves open, so to speak, and say, you know what? Because I've been in toxic relationships, the first toxic relationship was with my dad. I learned how to be manipulative with men. I learned how to not be passive aggressive. I may not have done what they've done, but I've had my own dysfunctional surviving skills. We got to get out of denial and get curious about ourselves, because if we can be, we call it splitting in psychology. It's the good or the bad. We can split ourselves open and we think we're going to attract something healthier. But when we still haven't healed the other part of our spirit, the part that we feel our shadow side, our bad side or whatever, those types of things. So we got to get out of denial. We got to walk in reality and we have to get professional help. I don't know anybody that's healed and doesn't necessarily have to be a therapist. It can be a trusted spiritual leader. It can be a woman's group, therapy group. There's many ways you can heal. It can start with a book. Mm-hmm. But we have to like do something. People normally, you know, we're broken in relationships and I believe we heal in relationships and we can't just go in a corner and think we're going to heal just because I understand my dysfunction.
Yeah.
But I look at my own journey, especially, and I believe this is what makes me really effective as a therapist is not only the professional training, but I've walked this out personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's absolutely something about somebody sitting with you who has been through the storm, who has already come out on the other side of the storm. Who can really guide you actually and hold you. There's that trust factor. There's that relatability. So absolutely agree. There's so many different ways to heal. There's so many different ways that folks can, you know, really start the process.
There was therapy, there was reading, there was women's groups, there was intensives. And then there was a continuous, and this is the hardest part, there was a continuous need to have boundaries. And part of this, and Lolita, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but part of this was even having boundaries around my own mama.
Yes, absolutely. I believe it. Yes.
Those are hard decisions, right? So mm-hmm. when we say do the work and do the work, it's hard. It's not mm-hmm. about just reading the book. It's just not about going to therapy. It's about how do we learn to love ourselves? How do we learn to take care of ourselves? How do we have boundaries, including if they're blood? How do we say no to the things that don't serve us? And sometimes that means we have to step back. And I know when I've gone through pruning seasons, it was like lonely, walking down a lonely road. I'm like, okay, I had to make a distance between my family. I had to cut out toxic friends, toxic people. Mm-hmm. But you know, that is the pruning season. We cut back before we can grow. I think T.D. Jakes said this so beautifully in his book, Soar. The Bible says it too, you know, don't argue with fools, right? But we can be the giraffe and we can see the horizon, but we're arguing with the turtle about what's ahead. The turtle can only see what's in front of him.
Right.
When we're healed, we don't argue with fools anymore, but that just means that they can't have front row seat to our life anymore either, which is hard work.
Oh my goodness. You said so much there. And it reminded me of what I talked to the folks at the kitchen table before you got here. In our coaching section, I talked about these five considerations when we think of toxic behaviors. And I think you've hit on them today. The T was about tapping into you and how you're feeling. Where are you feeling this thing when this person is around? Something's not right. You talked about what I call these red flags, yellow flags, like something ain't right. They're not green, right? The next was opening your mindset to therapy. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And I love that you talked about therapy. Quite frankly, you got to talk to somebody. Anytime I have therapists on the line, I always talk about what I tell my clients. Because sometimes for me, I even have to recommend a client to go to a therapist and then say, hey, I'll be right here. So what I tell folks is this. Imagine that I'm meeting you right here. You're standing exactly where you are. And it's me as a certified coach. And then you have a therapist. What a therapist is licensed to do, has gone to school and training to do, is to take you from where you are and go back. They go back and they seed inside of this trauma and help unlock and unpack what is preventing you from moving forward, even from standing in your right now. There's some stuff you got to unpack because you keep on time and time again falling into these patterns, I'll say. And then what a certified coach is able to help you do is take you from that same place we started, but then to take you forward. And that is forward on where you want to be, help you with what your vision is, help you with getting to that format. But sometimes you have to say, hold on, this right here, we've come back to this a couple of times. And I think that there's some trauma that you are absolutely sitting in. And I think that that's so powerful. I love when you said that sometimes we need therapy. So then the X, the I, the C is very quick. It's the X-ray. Your you and your core values. You talked about that with the boundaries. Yes. Okay. And then the I was about identifying with your gut. It's like, what's your gut telling you right now? Should you walk into that door? C was about challenging your generational traumas.
Yes. Yes. I want to spotlight, especially for your listeners, mm-hmm. is when we've had abuse or when we've had, and like you and I were talking about, we both have sons. When we change their reality or when we deny their reality, mm-hmm. right? So there was a situation where my son was saying that he saw a fly. And my immediate reaction was, no, you didn't. because I know I had cleaned the area that he said he saw a fly. And I realized it would just happen just quick, that quickly. So imagine a little kid, right? When we look at adverse childhood experiences, they have their reality change over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. They say A and mama keeps saying B, B, right? And then now they're an adult in a relationship. And as you said, that person walks in, their gut is saying something, but they've had their reality denied for so long. So now they deny themselves. And that's how toxic people can get around us, because we may feel something, but we say, you know what? It's probably just me. Mm. And when I look at, you know, when I've been burnt and when I've been hurt, it's because of that exact reason. I was looking for the cobra to strike, Lolita, but it was me giving my back to the python that slowly squeezed along the way. And then I can look back in those friendships or relationships and say, you know what? I knew it from the beginning, but I denied my own reality. So that's why we got to do the work, because sometimes it's not about even what we attract. It's about what we do to ourselves. And you hit that point right there.
Can we? Oh, my gosh. So listen, let's talk on this part right here, because some of the things that I see is that we aim for the potential that we see in someone. Oh, my goodness. We marry potential. We date potential. I see the potential in them. If they just change this one thing, they are going to be A-okay. And you have inside of your gut that something's not right. But you think that because you are this awesomeness, you can go ahead and make a shift inside of them, because all you're seeing is the potential of when the person is right there in your face. I love the snake. I love the snake that you just talked about. So good. And I would love to ask you, when it comes to intimate relationships versus friendship relationships, what do you see? Like, maybe what's the top two things that you see inside of your own practice about toxic relationships and how people just need to kind of break them up?
Well, the main difference between friendships and, let's look at heterosexual relationships, is that when our brain gets hijacked, and literally Beyonce has songs called Drunk with Love, so to speak. Yes. That when that happens, and the oxytocin and all these things, and people, I can be looking at a couple, right? Because I do couples therapy. So when I'm looking at a couple, I can clearly see the mismatch. Mm-hmm. But I can hear, as you mentioned, her talking about his potential. And mm-hmm. she paints him the way that she wants him to be. And she's complaining because she's trying to match him to an image in her head. So we marry, we date fantasy. And part of that also is that, again, if we're unhealed, many women, we miss this. Many women are looking for their moms in the bed with men. We're looking for nurture. We're looking for attention. We're looking for affirmation. So when we're looking at all these things, we're thinking it's not always a daddy issue. Sometimes it's also a mother wound, right? Imagine, you know, and I think about my own mom, and believe me, I love my mom.
Right.
It's the truth is that my mom would be eating at the sink while she would fix all of our plates. We'd be eating at the table with my dad. And I turn and I would see my mom eating at the sink. And I would think to myself, as a little girl, you're going to fix everyone else's meal and then you got to eat at the sink? Well, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So I got this rescuer Popeye mentality that when I get married or when I date, everything is going to be okay. He's going to provide. And I know it's biblical. He's going to provide, he's going to protect, and he's going to plan for our future.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't work right, like so that.
Looking at these toxic relationships with men, sometimes women will also sexualize themselves and they perform an audition for his love and his attention. And they get into this anxious cycle. Well, if I cook enough, if I sex enough, if I do all this other stuff, he's going to love me. And that's sometimes a mom wound. Where with our friendships, sometimes you can shrink yourself, especially if she has a dominant A personality. You can shrink yourself and then you miss that you are re-traumatizing yourself because you're making yourself smaller. She's prettier. She's more successful. But, oh, well, I'm her friend. She's helping me out. We make excuses. But when's the last time she's asked you about how you're doing? She calls and dumps on you, right? So we miss all these signs because we want to be heard. We want to be seen. We want to be needed. And we want to be good enough. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that how that presents in our toxic friendships and our toxic males are very different. But when it comes to our men, we will tolerate. This is what I'll see with females. We will tolerate to the nth degree a lot more abuse with a male than we will with a female. You'll cut her off in a minute. He'll do abuse because the little girl shows up. The little girl can show up in the friendship, but the little girl shows up a lot more in the romantic relationship, which is, again, if we've been codependent, we've learned to be manipulative. We learned to bat our eyes, so to speak, to get daddy's attention because he was emotionally unavailable. That doesn't go away at 10 years old. We could be 40 years old. We could be 35, still trying to do the same tricks that we learned when we're 10. That's why we got to do the work.
Wow. So many nuggets being dropped. I love it. The audience absolutely needs to have your pen and pad, which they absolutely have. Now I'm going to go into what I call the come as you are round. So I'm just going to throw three questions at you and just come with what you got. Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go. The first question is, what is one strength that you know for certain that you have that you didn't always recognize was a strength?
And that's a good question, because that's how I got burnt. And the sense of this is sometimes people can see your strengths and they can see all the things you have going on where you can't see it. So one of the things that is my strength, which is also why I'm a therapist, is that I have the ability to see people, you know, literally see them and let them have what we call a holding space. That holding space is there's no judgment, that I can see you, right? Because just imagine it, Lolita, you're going to a therapist and you cut open your entire life, your most shameful things, the stuff you've done. They're looking for me to judge them. They're looking to see if I move my eye a certain way, if I shift in the chair, right? So showing up and holding space, when I get feedback from my clients and their testimonies, it's always about that umbrella on some form or fashion. She saw me, she heard me, she didn't judge me, she held space for me, she loved me, right? She accepted me. It usually is in that umbrella. And I didn't realize that I've always had that. And that the reason being is because I didn't always feel accepted. We cannot see when we are wounded in the same area. We cannot even heal when we're wounded in that same area. Mm, so until that part was released, then I was able to really walk in my gifting.
So true. So true. Oh, so good. All right. The second one is, what is one barrier that you believe still stands before you today?
Well, that one's an easy one. My ability to want to help people. But this is where I've had to create a stop to. And there was a loved one in my family. This demonstrates this point. It was a loved one in my family every month would ask me for money. And because there was a child involved, my nephew, I would give money. And then one day, Lolita, I'm looking at a social media network and I see this person posting stuff that I didn't have. Louis Vuittons, nice shoes. And here I am paying your rent each month. Mm-hmm. So I realized I was hurting this person from really getting into what they needed to do to take care of, but I wasn't helping them. Sometimes when I think I'm helping, this is probably more personal. I think I'm helping, I'm not really helping. I'm enabling and I'm hurting them. So I have to be mindful that not everyone, even though they may ask, doesn't necessarily mean I need to say yes. And saying no is something really hard, especially the closer they are to you.
Yes, the power of the word no. Oh my goodness, I have a whole podcast episode on that. So good. And this one right here, why is the work you do so important?
So for me, the work that I do is so important because I mentioned earlier, you know, when I was 10 years old, I had a tragedy in my family. My sister was murdered, leaving a toxic relationship, and she was murdered in front of two of her children. Mm. So, you know, one of the programs that I created, it's called Women Redeemed, right? Because redemption is for everyone. And a lot of women, especially when we're either seven figures, six figures, your CEO, C-suite, are so ashamed when they have toxic relationships, especially romantic relationships, mm-hmm. they'll hide it. You know, they will hide it. They will even try to paint it. Or even what I'll see is women that are even still married will put all the beautiful pictures up on social media and act like that's the most perfect couple's goals. And I know mm-hmm. what's really going on in that relationship.
Absolutely.
So when I look at that, you know, what my work is so important because when people truly walk in their truth and they let go of the shame and they heal, I mean, they unleash so much power. And I'm a woman of faith. So I believe that, you know, in order for us to truly be kingdom ambassadors and to really make a difference in the kingdom of God, we can't be broken. We got to heal. God has given us all the resources to do so, including his promises over our life. So to walk in our truth and to create legacy. For me, it's legacy. My sister is no longer here. So I am. So helping other women heal mm-hmm. and helping them walk into. There's been two women in particular that they birthed their own business and their own like national platform because they came through the Women Redeemed program.
Yes.
Beautiful thing. So we have a weekend retreat coming up in August. We do 12-week programs and we're looking to do our first conference this year. So we have some amazing things to help women who are powerhouses in their businesses, you know, maybe walking wounded in their personal relationships.
Oh, congratulations. That is so amazing. Congratulations on that. So now let's get into it. How can people get in touch with you?
All the social medias, it's Janie Lacey. I have janielacey.com and my counseling business that I'm the CEO and founder of is called Life Counseling Solutions. You know, if they just Google Janie Lacey, all of that stuff will come up just to make it easy. And Lacey's L-A-C-Y.
Yes, yes, yes. They'll be familiar. And I'll put it in our show notes as well. And then how do I know if I need to come to you?
I think if someone has realized that they're either stuck or that they're when they're alone, that they cannot stand to be by themselves. And that's usually a clue because busyness is also a trauma response. especially for women, if we're constantly busy, and this is why sometimes people don't even realize that they have trauma in their life. They're busy all the time. They're doing multiple things, right? They're always doing something because there's a clue that they can't sit with themselves. For women, they will report some of the most loneliest times is usually a Sunday afternoon. I think for most people, especially before Clubhouse, right? When they can't even necessarily sit with their self, you know, they can't even sit in quietness. I mean, there's something there. So it could be something from that to relationship difficulty, to, you know, this career decision. I think everybody needs therapy. I'm a therapist that has my own therapist. I have my own therapist. I have my own coach. I'm in a coaching group.
Yeah, absolutely.
I continue to learn to be my best self.
Well, thank you so much. This has been so informative. I got me a couple notes over here. And it's just always good to just be reminded to sit with the power of you. And then to really think about the toxicity that exists around us. Are we sitting in the patterns from before? Are we sitting in the patterns that we've learned? And if we really look at it, aren't we worth more than that? Right? I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so excited to have had you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And if you absolutely got any value from this episode, I would love to see and read your 5-star review. We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.